I'm sorry. They say to err is human. I'm probably the biggest human you've ever seen because I make a lot of errors. Chapter 21. The text we were just reading is taking them to the upper room. And the Lord walks in there. And of course they're all scared to death and they're wanting to, Thomas is wanting to see him, the prints in his hands, in his side. Chapter 21, verse 12, the Bible said, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. Did we say a while ago, help me in case I missed it, in case I forgot. Did we say he knows everything? Have you ever come to church and wished you wasn't here? Guess who knew? Probably wasn't me. You probably had a big old smile on your face and shook my hand, might have hugged my neck. I probably thought, well, that's glad to see me today. Praise the Lord. But God. Have you ever come to church with somebody and said, I can't stand them? Guess who knew? Seemed like I read something one time about he that hated his brother is a what? A murderer. Boy, won't that let the Spirit of God just dwell, flow, just wonderfully good in the house of God. Let's get back over here where the Lord's talking. Y'all will say, praise the Lord. Verse 14, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? I'm wanting to think it. Don't say it, Brother Gary. But I'm wanting to think he's talking about this food situation. I'm wanting to think he's talking about these fish because Simon Peter was a fisherman. It's like people that deal with money all the time. Do you love me more than money? Do you love me more than carpentry? Do you love me more than AC work? I'm just people. Do you love me more than pizza? Now please don't sit back and say, depending on what kind of pizza it is now. If I'm going to go with a bomb, you better know that, okay? I'm going with a bomb. Guess who knows? I like to watch a ball game. Brother Dax spent the night at the house the other night. He said, preacher, he said, you like to watch football? I said, I do. He said, well, see if you can find something on TV. So I flipped it on there, and I think the Chiefs was playing the Jets. I think so it was, doesn't it? I was cheering for the Jets. I really was. I'm sorry, Sister Mary. I'm always for the underdog. They won the, didn't they win the World Series last year? Did they? Well, that would have been a miracle if they'd done that, wouldn't it? Somebody say amen right there. I better pray. Father, I love you. And I know I don't love you like I should. God, I know I don't love you like you love me. But I love you. And I thank you for letting me be here tonight. Please, bless this time together. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. So we're sitting there, and Brother Dax, y'all know how he is. Y'all know him. Brother Dax got excited. Oh, man. He's rubbing his hands together. I thought he's trying to start a fire. This guy, Brother Dax, this guy's crazy. But I love him. He may be watching. I don't know if he's watching or not. They're on the road. They're traveling home. Heading to London, Kentucky. We'll be heading there Monday week. And he said, I like football. He said, I'm from Kentucky. He said, I like the Kentucky Wildcats. I said, that makes sense to me. He said, but I'm just going to tell you, I don't like them enough to miss church for. He said, you know why? I said, I'm thinking, but I don't know what kind of trick question you got going on. He said, because I love God more. The Bible says right here, he saith unto him, Lord, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. That's what we've been saying, Brother Jeff. Who knew? Who knew? The Lord. Can we hide it from him? There's absolutely no way. There's no way that you can hide anything from him. I don't care what consists in our lives, we can't hide it from him. And I wish I could. There's just some things that every once in a while I know it's got to be from the devil because I didn't pray for it that morning. Something goes through my own mind and I'm thinking, oh man, I hope the Lord didn't see that. And I pray and ask God, please, Lord, protect me from that kind of stuff. Because you know I love you. Excuse me. I've had allergy issues this week. He said, thou knowest, Lord, thou knowest, that I love thee. Are you looking with me in verse 15? Is anybody reading along right there where I'm at where it says, thou knowest that I love thee? In anybody's Bible, does it say, no, you don't? If it does, I'd get rid of that one. Because guess who knew? The Lord knew. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Verse 16, he saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest that I love thee. Okay? If you love me that much, then I'm going to give you a job. I think one of the jobs that Christ, that God gives us, is to obey the Scripture. That's not to do it your way. That's not to do it my way. That's not, Brother Leroy, for me to say, I think God would be pleased. God will be pleased with my life if I live a Christian life the way He says to do it. Any variation from all of that I think would be acceptable, listen to this, will not be. Well, he said, be kind one to another. So is there an exception that there's times that it's okay to be unkind? Sometimes it's just that we need to get the real truth about how God feels about us. I thought I could encourage you with this message. By the time this is over, you'll be wishing you had never given me a raise. I'm trying to help young Christians to see that there's nothing more important than knowing that God knows everything about us. Does that make us feel better? No. No. If you're that clean and you're that holy, God bless you. I wish I had exactly what you got. But if you're like that, I'll say this. You spend much time in prayer every morning. And you spend much time in your Bible every morning. I got up Monday morning, Brother Darnell. And I had a bunch I had to do because we wanted to get on the road. It's only about a 3.5-hour drive down there. But, you know, I know you don't believe this, but I don't really like coming in real late. You hear all that going on, don't you, Brother Darnell? So I'm sitting at my table, and I'm writing out the bills that's got to be paid. I want to put them in the mailbox while we're gone there. Now, I want the lights on when I come home. I want to keep insurance on the car while I'm going up down the road. Brother Dax had gotten up. And he's in the bathroom in there, right beside the bathroom, right beside Jared's room. I almost went and checked on him. He's praying in such a manner. I'm sitting at my table, and I'm having to get right with God because if he's praying, I ain't never prayed. I mean, he's pouring his heart out. I don't know if you could hear him in there or not. If you couldn't, you was already in that other world over there. We just needed Al Chapman to come back. Could you hear him? Well, you're 60 feet away and asleep. It's okay. I said, Lord, I'm sorry I hadn't talked to you like that. I mean, he wasn't tearing nothing up. Can I use this phrase? Can I use this Bible terminology? You'll recognize it, I believe. We've read what it's called fervent prayer. You know what it is? He was asking God and he was not giving up. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I do not talk to you like that. Can I tell you something? If you don't talk to God regularly, there's only one reason. You don't want to. Have you got my cell number? Brother Darnell, you got my cell number? My phone number? Yeah. Brother Joe, you got my number? Brother Leo, you got my number. You know you've talked to me. You can call me. You got my number. You can call me anytime you want to. I just assume when you don't call me, you don't want to talk to me. That usually means there ain't nothing wrong. It don't mean you're mad at me. It means you don't want nothing. And there ain't nothing wrong. But when we get to calling out on God with fervent prayer, we want to talk to him because there's something wrong. I wonder how that makes him feel. When you get older and your children get grown, you know it's a real blessing when they just call you and say, "Don't need nothing, Mom. Just want to tell you I love you." I mean, that's a blessing to me. Might even just send me a little text saying, "Hope you're having a good day." If that's all I can get, I'm going to take it. He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Verse 17. He saith unto him a third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Who's talking to Simon? Who's talking to Simon Peter? It's the Lord. Now, how would you like this statement written about you? This is the third time that he's asked him, and the Bible said, Peter was grieved. How would you like that, Brother Larry, if you had something written about you in the Bible, and it said this, "God grieved Larry Turner"? This ain't about the Lord finding out if Peter loved him. This ain't about that. You know what this is about, Brother Jeff? This is about God wanting Simon Peter to know. This is about God wanting Simon Peter to know, "I love you. And I know that you love me." He is letting Simon Peter know that I know that you love me. I said, whoo, whoo. There's times I don't feel like I love him. There's times I don't act like I love him. Somebody help me just a little bit. There ain't nobody fit to get up for a fire squad, okay? There's times that my life does not look like I love him. But he knows that I do. He also knows this. I'm incapable of showing him the love that he deserves. With all of that said, he has not chastised me. I mean, he could have come up there with a stick and said, "I'm going to tell you something, Simon Peter. I'm going to give you a whipping like you ain't never had. Next time you lay out of church for nothing." You know what your number one Sunday obligation is as a Christian and a member of Camden Baptist Church? Number one obligation, to be here. Would you agree with that? I mean, people say, "I want to join." Okay, maybe I get that wrong sometimes. You said, "Brother Edward, we got lives to live." Okay, well then just go ahead and tell the Lord that you don't love him like he loves you. Because he promised he would never leave us or forsake us. Did he promise that? Did he promise that? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Nothing can I hide from the Lord." Nothing. As a Christian, let me say it like this, as a saved person, maybe not so Christ-like, but as a saved person,
I promise you, in my life, they've been a bunch of things I wish I could have hid from him. Especially if he was saying, "Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than the jaguars?" Jaguars went to London to play ball. And I could have cared less. They was playing on the Lord's day. Y'all know how I feel. I could care less. I just pray something like this. Lord, let them go and come back safely in case some of them's lost and headed to hell. I don't want to see nobody die without Christ. Help me.
And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Nor, in this point right here of my Bible, does it say, no, I don't know all things. But I believe and I'm sure that my God knows everything." Amen. And he knows this. He knows that you love him. He knows you love him. Brother Rick, he knows. Brother Darnell, many people, I'm not pointing him out for embarrassment. Brother Darnell lives by himself. Brother Darnell takes care of himself. If he needs a ride, God provides that. I'm thankful for that. He probably has multitudes less of things that many of us in here have. I know this. He got a treadmill and a big screen TV. Well, I don't have a treadmill. And his TV's bigger than mine, so I'm going to say I don't have a big screen TV. But in that apartment over there where he lives at, one bedroom, the peace of God abides. And he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning not to go to work, but just to get his day going so he can start his prayer time. And by 5:30, he's done. Most of the time by 5 o'clock, he's already prayed for his preacher. So if I was to say, "Brother Darnell, you love me," and he was to say, "Oh, preacher, you know I love you," I'd say, "Man, I know he does." When the Lord asked Simon Peter, he said, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He said, "Yea, Lord, you know I love you." If I ask my wife, I say, "Cupcake, you love me?" Sometimes she'll just smile. Sometimes she'll just look at me. Sometimes she'll answer me. I already know, January will be 40 years that she's put up with me. I already know. But man, they just, look here, they just, something about hearing that. Yeah. Maybe if I bought more flowers, maybe if I bought more candy, maybe if I bought more cards, maybe if I just give her the money. I've asked her a bunch of times, Brother Andrew. I said, "You going somewhere? I said, you need some money." She said, "No, I got a card." You know what I'm talking about, don't you? "I got a card." "What kind of card you got?" "I got a blue one and I got a red one. What else do I need?" "One will do a little bit. One's got a big limit on it." I just like to hear her say, "I do love you." I wonder if the Lord just likes to hear us say, "I do love you." Sometimes you say we mouth, or sometimes you say we laugh. I believe it pleases him, Brother Jeff. If the life says it, and if somebody does get up there and get to singing a song, whoever it might be, man, I mean, the Spirit of God gets to moving. And Brother Tom Hayes was preaching this morning out of Joshua. And well, he's preaching on this text right here. I want to read it to you, and then I want to tell you about what happened afterwards. If I can find it, is in Numbers still in my Bible? There we go. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, the Bible said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord," how could it seem evil to us? How could it, Brother Jeff, how could it seem evil? Brother Gary, how could that seem evil? I'm going to tell you how it seems evil. If serving the Lord is to take place when I want to do something else. In our heart, we think, man, I ain't got time for this right now. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Brother John Dale made us a plaque one time. And it's hanging, it's on our little wall right there over the fireplace. Took a piece of wood and he engraved it. It says on there, as for me and my house, Joshua 24:15, we'll serve the Lord. There was a family that got up there that was there to sing. A guy, I had heard his name mentioned, Zeb McDerris. You ever heard of him? Zeb McDerris. Last time I seen Zeb McDerris, he couldn't have been no bigger than probably about like that. Had two sisters that sung together with the family and his dad, Doug McDerris. Zeb McDerris has 9 children. And they all sing together. One of them is a missionary. I don't know how many of them play instruments, but several of them play really good. And when the preacher preached, Brother Hayes finished preaching, Brother Jeff Led better called them up there and said, "Y'all come up and sing." You know them, don't you? You know them. He had all his family to come up in there. He had one daughter that was still sitting in the congregation that didn't come up. She was holding her baby. Her husband is the one that's going to be a missionary. And Brother Jeff, he's not one. He ain't like me. I'll say, "Sing that song about me." But Jeff said, "Just come sing." And they get up there and they started singing. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And then they started singing this. "We will serve Him. We will serve Him. We will serve Him." Over and over and over. And the daughter that was not up on the platform with them stood up with her baby. And her husband, that's the missionary, stood up. By this time, I'm done in the overflow stages. I said, "I got to stand up." And I stood up. My wife's sitting on there beside me, and I just reached in her and caught her by the hand. Because I remember that night in Morristown, Tennessee, when I laid on that altar and said, "God, I ain't got nothing but 3 kids and a wife. And if you take us, are you listening to me? If you take us and use us for your glory, here we are." Can I tell you something? I look back over my life, and I don't see much of that. I don't see where it's done much. I mean, I'm looking through windows you're not looking through. I don't see where it's done much with us. But Mike Norman told me, he said, Brother Edward, you'll never know how many people your family has impacted. The missionary out of the coal mines of Australia has a CD, had a CD of the Dixons playing in the coal mines, in the bottom of the coal mines in Australia. Brother Neil Smith. You say, well, you done a good job. No, I did not. There's a lot of times that my life says, I don't love him, but I want to say thank you, Lord, for knowing that I really do.
Yeah. Amen.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I love him. I love him.
Yeah.
He saved me. I was headed to hell, and he saved me.
Yeah.
Now, where I'm at, I want to show him.
Yeah.
I want to live for him. I want to give him whatever he wants. I want to study to be quiet and stay out of everybody else's business. The Bible calls that a busybody. A busybody. AT&T busybody representative speaking here. I'm telling you, tonight I want to say this. I'm so glad that with all my blunders and all my mess-ups, he knows I really do love him. And I tell you this, if you've had any blunders, if you've had any mess-ups, if you've ever had any crash and burns, he still loves you. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what? For loving me. He said, Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you. I could just picture the Lord standing there going. There's some things that's not written. How do you know he wasn't nodding his head yes? Yeah, I know you love me. That's why you're in church on Wednesday night. Because you love him. That's why you sacrificially give like you do. That's why you work so hard and brought food, paid for it out of your own pocket and brought food in here Sunday like you did.
Yes.
And came in here and worked. A lot of you women, a lot of you, some of you women, y'all never even got to come in here Sunday morning. Y'all went up, y'all stayed over there and worked all day.
Yes.
Didn't hear no singing, didn't hear no preaching. Just work because you love him. That's the reason y'all worked so hard out here last week. Because you love him. Because you love Brother Leroy. All the work, all the labor, all week long, these folks, but Jeff, Sister Martha, Brother Leroy, Sister June, Sister Julie. Sister Julie worked out here walking on fresh black paint, barefooted. I know she's kind of crazy. But don't you say nothing about her. I love her. You know what she is doing? She's working, wasn't she? You know why she's working? Because she loves him. You know the reason why you do what you do for God? Because you love him. You love him. I say, let's just keep on loving him. Now let's just keep on loving him. But you're going to get put on the spot. You're going to get put on the spot somewhere. The test is going to come. You're going to get put on the spot. I'm going to get put on the spot. Somebody's going to ask me somewhere where I'm at. Say, are you a Christian? I'm not sure I am. No. I wouldn't have thought a Christian would act like that. The little girl at the restaurant, she don't cook the food. She just brings it out and sits on the table. I've seen Christians be so mean and ugly to them. That, I'm telling you, if I was sitting with people that call themselves Christian and they dishonored a waitress to such a degree as sometimes I've seen,
I would get up and say, "Ma'am, would you bring me my bill? Because I don't think I really know these people." Now, if you think I'm kidding about that, you try me. I'll walk off from that table. I might even walk off and leave you with a bill. I've done it before. But it wasn't because of that. I love you, church. I love you. And the Lord loves you. More than you know. More than you know. To feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for being so kind. God, you're so good to us, so merciful. I know I should have been in hell a long time ago. I know I should have. God, help me, please. Help me, please. When the next test comes, help me to prove that I love you. Help me, please. Be with us now, I ask you. Give us safety as we head home. And Lord, bring us back on Sunday. Lord, I pray, God, that you would send the sinners in and people get saved. Help us to be here. Help us to worship you and thank you and praise you. And Lord, we sure will thank you for it. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.